do we want it?
Now!
At around 4 p.m. on a frigid Friday afternoon, the crowd, diverse in age and background, assembles at 4th Avenue North and 14th Street. They walk 9 blocks east and regroup in front of City Hall. Sherry Honkala is national coordinator for the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. She's one of several to deliver an impassioned plea on the steps of the building.
If we continue to let a country fund a war while we deny people the basic necessities of life at home, then damn it, we're responsible!
She notes that 1 in 10 houses is in foreclosure and that there's a foreclosure about every 13 seconds in the U.S. With stats like that, Honkala could have spoken about homelessness just about anywhere in the country. But the former homeless mother deliberately chose to be in St. Petersburg on this day.
St. Petersburg, Florida, has been rated by the Coalition for the Homeless as the number one most hostile place in the country towards homeless people. You guys don't allow people to go use a restroom at night. There's no warming centers. The amount of women that I've just seen, during any of my visits here, I've never seen the amount of pregnant women actually sleeping out on the streets here. People sleeping on the streets without blankets, homeless veterans, people that don't have adequate blankets. It became very clear that this is where I needed to be on this day.
Reverend Bruce Wright, a homeless advocate with Refuge Ministries, says to deny housing is to deny a basic human right.
In that declaration, Article 24 and 25 guarantee the right for everyone to have adequate housing, food, and shelter, as well as health care and a living wage job.
Wright has been a vocal critic of a shelter Pinellas and St. Petersburg officials are proposing in a jail annex building. A St. Petersburg city ordinance barring individuals from sleeping on the streets could mean a number of homeless people would have to choose between jail and the shelter. Wright says he advocates the housing first model.
Would any of us want to live in a place where we have to check in with the Department of Corrections to get in there, where we're fenced in, where we're literally right next to a jail? What kind of psychological impact is that? None of us have to, when we go to our homes, check in with the police or be interrogated to come in. So yeah, they have every right to complain because housing is a human right and most members of the homeless community work anyway. We just don't have affordable housing here. That is the problem. It's a housing issue.
GW Roll is the only representative from the homeless community in the Pinellas Homeless Leadership Network, which is a group of city and county leaders tasked with addressing homelessness. He says to require anyone to go anywhere is tantamount to incarceration.
I don't care if this place is a Trump mansion. If you don't want to go there, and if they're giving you a choice, either go to the Trump mansion or go to jail. If you go to the Trump mansion, you're still incarcerated in there.
Reverend Bruce Wright says he thinks those who support the shelter do so not because they care about the homeless, but because they want to make it invisible.
If they were concerned about homelessness, they'd be working on the most vulnerable of the homeless, which are women with children, and they are the single fastest growing population. But they rather concern themselves with the visible homeless.
Many of the rally's attendees carry signs with messages like capitalism is cannibalism and homelessness is not a crime. Jerry Gay sits on the City Hall steps. He holds a sign that says homes for all. Gay says he's been homeless for about a month.
They've taken all the jobs away. They've given them to all the foreigners. I have nothing against foreigners or nothing, but this is what our government has done to us. Our government has not just now turned their back on the American citizens, the Native American citizens. They've been turning it back on the Native American citizens years ago.
A woman identifying herself as Tanya came here from South Carolina with her boyfriend. She says they've been sleeping in the streets and get the majority of their meals at nearby St. Vincent de Paul.
It's a tough life, and it's crucial, and it's painful, very painful. And you cannot find any kind of jobs out here.
William Shoemate is known around the homeless community here as Pops. He's managed to get into housing, but still advocates for those who haven't. Shoemate says he's had a tough time getting city officials to listen to him.
I've had 15 appointments. I still yet to see the mayor. I had to chase him down the park to get to talk to him. I got 3 words out, sir, can I? And the police escorted me off.
Shoemate says he's fed up with the way the city has been dealing with homelessness at a time when more and more people are on the brink of poverty.
The city would get off their duff and work for the people that are really the ones that count. the ones that fought for this country, the ones that have labored for this country, the ones that have problems mentally and physically that they won't take care of. Not that they can't, but they won't.
Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.
So much resistance from behind, we got to